As Richard Arnold is with us once again. Morning, Richard.
Good morning, Larry.
And we have Donald Trump on, what, 36% approval?
We do. He is, meantime, enjoying himself at one of his Trump golf courses at Bedminster, hosting the US Women's Open. But, yeah, when it comes to that game of politics, the score, not so good. He has the lowest 6 months approval rating with this of any American president in these polls dating back 70 years. The Washington Post ABC survey shows concerns about his competence and his effectiveness. Of course, the Russia scandal plays into this considerably. 63% of those surveys say it was wrong for Trump's eldest son to meet with a Russian lawyer during the campaign in hopes of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russians. That saga goes on. It's now emerged that one of the people Trump Jr. met with at that meeting and didn't bother to mention was a Russian operative named Nirat Akhmetshin, who was a spy with the Red Army after the Russian invasion of Afghanistan. He's described by the New York Times today as, quote, a master of the dark arts. Meantime, 6 in 10 Americans think Russia tried to influence the last U.S. presidential campaign. Same number believe that Russia tried to influence with the assistance of the Trump team. It's surprising it's not more. There is also doubt about how President Trump deals in the international arena. About half those polled say American leadership has grown weaker under Trump. Again, surprising it's not more. The poll also raises concerns about Trump's inability to get much done, as with healthcare, where just today they put their latest healthcare reform plan on the back burner because Senator John McCain has had some minor surgery and they have to count on every single vote. But as well, the poll is tough on Democrats, just 37%. So about the same number, right? Saying the Democratic Party, quote, stands for something. So widespread cynicism and concern in this new survey.
Now, Richard, tell us about this. We saw the pictures on the telly, the Hawaii high-rise and the fire there.
Yeah, just as we saw with the disaster in London, right, the Grenfell fire, the fire in Honolulu, where three people died and about a dozen others have been hurt, is raising even wider concerns in the aftermath. The Honolulu Tower was not equipped with sprinklers. That is causing anger from many, including many who escaped the blaze.
I heard three women's voices screaming, pleading, moaning, please help me.
But also, the mayor of Honolulu says there simply should have been sprinklers. The cost of retrofitting the apartments would be about $4,000 for each place, puny in comparison to the loss of life. Those places sell for up to $890,000 New Zealand. The building codes did not require sprinklers back in 1971 when that tower went up, but City Mayor Kirk Caldwell says it certainly should have been done.
How is it possible that a corporation doesn't install something as inexpensive and as effective as sprinkler systems? Yeah, there's anger.
Well, it seems obvious, but then some point to challenges of doing any retrofit because every owner would have a vote. Many of the residents are on fixed income, so there is some difficulty. However, something clearly must be done.
Thank you, Richard. That is Richard Arnold in Los Angeles.